各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们从历代志上的一段家谱来看人生。
Today we will study first, a section from First Chronicles to learn about genealogy and the perspective of life.
我们一生的行为跟结论呢，都会记载在生命册上面。
And all of our actions and the things we do in this life will be recorded in the book of life.
我常常在看家谱就有这种感觉，因为他常常用很简短的几句话来描述一些人的一生。
And often when I look at the genealogy in the Bible, I see that the lives of people are summarized in a short few sentences.
希望他们的一生能够做我们的教训。
And may their teachings, may their life be a teaching for us.
也希望我们在我们自己生命册上的这个结论是精彩的，是合神心意的。
And may the conclusion, the book of life recorded for us, be pleasing to God.
我们来看历代志上的第五章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 5.
历代志一开始都是在谈后裔的谁的后裔生谁那的这些事情啊，都是家谱。
The beginning of First Chronicles records descendants of people and genealogies.
我们来看历代志上的第五章，我们把红线夹在历代志上。
Let's look at First Chronicles chapter 5 and put a bookmark here.
那从第一节第二节我们看到神的祝福，人要持守，要不然福气会归到其他的人身上。
And from verse 1 and 2 we see that as man we need to hold on to the blessings of God or it will disappear.
会归到别人身上。
And it will be given to someone else.
那第一节，五章第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
以色列的长子原是流便，因他污秽了父亲的床，他长子的名分就归了约瑟，只是按家谱他不算为长子。第二节，犹大胜过一切弟兄，君王也从他而出，长子的名分却归了约瑟。请读。
Verse 1. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. Verse 2. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph's.
古代的长子有两个大福气。
In the old times, the firstborn had two great blessings.
那按照出生的排行，流便是雅各的第一个儿子，他是长子。
And according to the genealogy, Reuben was Jacob's firstborn.
那如果我们看圣经流便的一生常常做相当，如果不看这个道德的事情其实他在很多方面表现得相当不错。
And if we look at the life of Reuben, if we don't look at side of his virtues, there are many things that he did pretty well at.
比如说当兄弟们要卖约瑟的时候，他是唯一公开主张不要卖约瑟的。
For instance, when Joseph's brothers were going to sell him, he was the only one that stood up for him.
比如说后来去敌粮被约瑟下到监牢，众弟兄被约瑟下到监牢，他是第一个感到这个罪跟他们以前卖约瑟是有关系的。
And when the brothers were in Egypt and taken to prison, he was the first one that felt that they had sinned.
所以这个人从人的角度来看，他是相当善良的一个人。
And so we see that he is a kind-hearted man.
但是有时候好人有时候不节制爱心太大，有时候不节制有时候会超过界限。
But sometimes, if a kind-hearted man does not have self-control, he may cross the line.
后来他污秽了爸爸的床。
And he defiled his father's bed.
他爸爸有四个太太。
His father had four wives.
那其实在爸爸的心中大概只有一个拉结而已
And in his father's heart, there was actually only one wife that was Rachel.
那其他的使女其中两个太太是使女，应该是雅各一直都忽略的人
And the other two were...neglected by Jacob.
那犹大好心可能安慰最后就安慰到床上去了。
And Reuben probably comforted them and he comforted onto the bed.
就污秽了父亲的床。
And then he defiled his father's bed.
人不会因为他人很好然后就神就不算他犯这个淫乱的罪，或者是说 不因为他的心好淫乱的罪就不算。
And it's not because if a man is kind-hearted that the Lord will not look at sexual immorality sin that someone committed.
事实上，很多人其实心都蛮好的，但是就是，有时候不小心都会给魔鬼留地步。
In life, there are many kind-hearted men, but if they're not careful, they leave a foothold for Satan.
小弟自己观察，我觉得很多，同性恋的人，其实他们很多人心地都很好。
And through my observation, I see that a lot of homosexuals, they actually are very kind-hearted.
但是不因为他们心地很好，他们这个行为在神面前就算为义。
But it's not because they're kind-hearted that their actions are righteous in front of God.
所以有时候我们爱心真的要有节制。
And so with love, we need to have self-control.
小弟有一个室友。
I had a roommate.
他人非常的好。
He was very nice.
那我们还有其他的 housemate, 他是我的 roommate, 有其他的 housemate.
And he was my roommate, but I had other housemates.
那大家都留学生啊，他又是老大哥，特别照顾我们这些留学生啊。
And we were all international students, and he was the oldest, so he took care of us.
其中有一个女生呢，生病了，他就特别去关照她。
And there was a girl who was sick, and he especially cared for her.
好好好，好到床上去了。
And he took care of her onto the bed.
这个都是很遗憾的事情啊。
And these are very regretful things.
那犹大没有持守住他长子的祝福。
And Reuben did not take hold of his.
犹便，对。
Of his blessings.
最后他长子的名分就归约瑟。
And so his firstborn right, his birthright was given to Joseph.
那为什么归约瑟呢？
And why was it given to Joseph?
约瑟经上讲他是探出墙外的枝子，多结果子的枝子。
And Joseph in the Bible says that he is one that will bear many fruit.
他离乡被卖，但是他每次做好，那就没有一个不好的结果。
And he was sold to Egypt, and every time he did a good thing, there was a bad result.
他听爸爸的话，看哥哥就被哥哥卖了。
He listened to his father to look for his brothers, and he was sold.
他听神的话，不跟祖母做坏事，就被主人下到监牢了。
And he listened to the Lord and did not do wrong things with his master's wife, but he went into prison.
他帮人家解梦，也刚开始也没有一个好的结果。
And when he interpreted dreams, he did not have a good result from that.
如果我是约瑟，我常常要问神一句话。
If I was Joseph, I would ask the Lord a question.
神啊，你在哪里？
Lord, where are you?
人间真的有公义吗？
Is there really justice in this world?
但是他没有改变他那一种心智。
But he did not change his heart.
到最后神就把他提升到一人之下，万人之上，成就神国的一个计划。
And the Lord elevated him so that he became the prime minister.
所以这个长子他两个儿子就变成十二支派的十二支派的两个支派他得双倍的产业。
And so Joseph, his two sons, were included in Jacob's genealogy and they received double portion of blessings.
那长子的另外一个福分就是祝福。
And another blessing of the birthright is to receive blessing.
第二节说犹大胜过一切的兄弟，君王也从他而出。
Verse 2 said, Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler.
那个犹大到最后表现得非常好。
And Judah, he performed very well.
在他玛的事件上面呢，他认为他可以欺负他玛的，因为在古代女人没什么是地位的。但是他说他这个媳妇比他更为有益。
In the incident of Tamar, he thought that he could take advantage of her, but later he said that his daughter-in-law was more wise than him.
然后他后来当约瑟用计要把便雅悯留下的时候呢，是用计让他好像当一个小偷一样。
And when Joseph wanted to let Benjamin stay after by making him seem like he stole something.
犹大说不可以啊，你关我不要关我弟弟啊。
And Judah said no. Take me to prison, not my brother.
因为他没有回家，我爸爸一定会白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨下阴间。
Because if he does not return home, then my father will be very sad.
那个孝顺的心呢，感动了约瑟。
And his heart of filial piety really moved Joseph.
让全家有一个好的团圆。
And so that their family could be reunited.
所以无论是大卫或者是耶稣基督，都是从犹大支派出来的。
And so David and Lord Jesus is from Judah.
所以我们看到。真的神祝福人如果人最后不配 这个福气就归给其他的人。
And so we see that when the Lord blesses someone, and someone does not, is not worthy of it, then the blessing will fall upon someone else.
那这个福气啊，也影响到世世代代的子孙。
And this blessing will be impacted on the descendants.
今天我们信的耶稣，我们这里就是长子共聚的总会，我们大家在神面前都是长子。
And here in the church, we are all the firstborn of our Lord.
啊，所以我们一定要持守神给我们的福分。
So we need to grasp on to the blessings that the Lord has given us.
否则会归给别人。
Otherwise, it will fall upon someone else.
我们来看第五章的十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 19.
五章十九节到二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 19 or 22.
这边提到，我们一生如果亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
Here we learn that if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us.
我们离开神，我们自己就不能做什么。
And if we forsake the Lord, we cannot do anything by ourselves.
这里在谈到犹大，这个约旦和以东的两个半支派。
Here it talks about
两个半支派
two and a half tribes.
我们来读十九节。
So read verse 19.
他们以夏甲人、基图人、拿非斯人、拿达人征战。第二十节。他们得了神的帮助，夏甲人和跟随夏甲的人都交在他们手中，因他们在镇上呼求神、依赖神。神就应允他们。二十一节，他们掳掠夏甲人的牲畜有骆驼五万羊二十五万驴两千又有人十万。二十二节，敌人被杀倒的甚多，因为这征战是出乎神，他们就住在敌人的地上，直到被掳的时候。请读二十二节。
Verse 22, for many fell dead because the war was God's, and they dwelt in their place until the captivity.
我们一生啊，有时候有些征战是出于神啊。
In our life, the battles that happen are from the Lord.
有些困难是不得不经过的，是神安排让我们经过的。
Some tribulations are a must in our lives, and the Lord wants us to go through them.
但是二十节特别记载，他们在打仗的时候呢，他们呢特别在镇上呼求神、依赖神，神就应允他们了。
Verse 20 especially mentions that when they were going to battle, they prayed to the Lord, and the Lord helped them.
我们要记得不可以依靠自己的聪明，在我们所行的事上都要认定神。
And we need to remember that we need to not lean on our own understanding, but rely on God.
慢慢的我们会知道神的恩惠会与我们同在。
And then slowly we will realize that the grace of God is with us.
因为我们亲近神，神会亲近我们。
Because when we draw near to God, He will draw near to us.
小弟常常在我们真耶稣教的信徒上面看到这样的一种福分。
And I often see this type of blessings among our brothers and sisters at True Jesus Church.
有一次小弟到一个不是教会也不是祈祷所的一个聚会点。
Once I went to a place that is not a church location or a house of prayer.
那结束之后呢，我们有一群人呢，就在一个家里面团契用餐。
And after service, we all gathered at a family's house to have a meal.
我就注意到一个年轻人呢，我觉得他不晓得什么地方怪怪的，又说不出来，但是他又很友善这样子。
And I noticed a youth, he was sort of odd and strange, but I couldn't tell why, but he was very kind.
结束之后那个注目传道就这样跟我说。
And at the conclusion, the resident pastor told me.
他说：“哎呀，这个孩子，感谢主，他今天有耶稣，很好。哎”
Thank God, it's really great that this young man has the Lord Jesus.
然后在小时候，他妈妈不知道他这个孩子啊，他没有汗腺，那所以呢，身体过热没办法排出来。
And when he was young, his mother did not realize that he cannot properly sweat.
那所以呢，那个头脑有点烧坏掉了。
And so his brain was kind of damaged.
那他是台湾来的，他说妈妈为了这个孩子的教育啊，全家跑来美国，因为他们觉得在美国呢，对这样的孩子会特别照顾了。
And he came from Taiwan because his mother thought that if she brought the brother to the United States, he would be taken care of better.
那时候他们全家都还没有信耶稣。
And at that time, the whole family did not believe in the Lord yet.
你知道这样的孩子其实在学校都没有什么朋友的。
And these kind of people, they don't actually have a lot of friends at school.
他们学习能力也比一般人差很多。
And their learning ability is not as capable as others.
感谢主，后来有人把他们这家的孩子带到教会来。
But thank God, there was a few people that brought this family to the Lord.
那你知道我们那个地方人数很少，那也有年轻人，大家都非常的亲切。
And at that location, there are really few people, but then they are all very friendly.
所以他就可以享受这个同龄之间，后来他们洗礼了同龄之间的这种照顾跟关怀。
And afterwards, they got baptized, and they could feel the love from the brothers and sisters.
那主耶稣也特别恩待他，后来让他高中可以毕业。
The Lord was especially gracious to him, and he could graduate high school.
又后来又可以找到一份可以谋生的能力。
And then he could work for himself.
所以我们就发觉到，真的同样的情况，当我们有主耶稣之后，人生的战场，我们依靠神，呼求神就神有时候特别恩待我们呢。
So we see in the same way in the battles of life, the Lord is with us, He will be gracious to us.
那同样这一群人当他们安居乐业安逸之后
And these men after they
他们有一个安稳的生活之后他们就离弃神
After they had a good and stable life, they neglected God.
我们来继续看五章的二十五节二十六节
Let's continue to look at chapter 5 verse 25 and 26.
谈到这两个半支派他们得罪了五章二十五节他们得罪了他们列祖的神随从那地之民的神行邪淫这民就是神在他们面前所出灭的二十六节故此以色列的神激动亚述王普勒和亚述王提格拉昆尼瑟的心他们就把流便人加德人马拉西半支派的人掳到哈拉哈伯哈拉和歌散河边直到今日还在那里请读二十五节
Verse 25 And they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers and played the harlot after the gods of the peoples of the land whom God had destroyed before them
这个我们日子一安逸下来有时候真的会失去警醒的心
When our lives become stable we lose a heart of awareness
这些人住久了就随从当地的人拜偶像行邪淫的事情
And after these men lived there for a long time, they began to play the harlot.
后来啊，神就兴起国外的王啊，把他们掳走了。
And then God raised up another king to take them into captivity.
那直到今日啊，直到写这个书信的人呢，那个时候他们还是被掳的。
And until this book was written, they were still taken into captivity.
我们发觉到，当一个人呢离开神，我们不能做什么。
You see, when a person leaves the Lord, we cannot do anything.
就像浪子离开爸爸的身边，一开始好像蛮风光的。
Just like the prodigal son, when he first left his father, it seemed that he was living a glorious life.
但是到最后，他沦落到必须要吃猪想吃的食物，想要吃猪所吃的食物。
But in the end, he had to eat the food of the swine.
我们年轻人呢，有时候话不要说得太早。
And as youth, sometimes we should not say things too early.
有时候我在网络上读到年轻人发表，为什么我不再上真耶稣教会？
And sometimes when I go online, I see I see that a few youths post about why they no longer go to the true Jesus church.
其实这种年轻离开主耶稣到三四十岁回头的也不少。
And these youths, when they turn 30 or 40, there are a few of them who return to the Lord.
尤其小弟在某一个地方的教会看到这个特别的多
And at a specific church I especially see this
人活到一定的岁数之后就发现一个事实
When we live to a certain age we see this reality
真的不是神需要人是人需要神
It's true that God does not need man but man needs God
离开神到最后人真的不能做什么
When we leave God we really cannot do anything
我认识一位弟兄
I know a brother.
现在叫他弟兄不晓合不合适。
I don't know if I should still call him a brother.
年轻的时候也是有在聚会，也蛮爱神的。
When he was young, he attended church and he loved God.
可是后来事业蛮成功的，当老板呢。
And later he was successful in his career and he became a boss.
安逸之后呢，就跟秘书换了这个道德上的罪恶。
And after he had a stable life, he committed sins with his secretary.
可是很奇怪，就是有时候一旦犯了罪啊，有时候人的心真的没有办法满足。
But sometimes when we commit sin, we cannot be satisfied.
他到年老的时候，又跟一个外籍的一个小姐，年轻的小姐，又跟他在一起。那个小姐几乎是把他的钱统统骗光了。
And when he grew older, he he was with another woman, and this woman deceived him and took away all his money.
哦，年老的时候，第一个太太，第二个，第三个，没有一个要理他。他的所有的孩子，第一个太太的孩子，第二个，没有人要理他。
And when he was old, his first, second, or third wife did not want to take care of him, and neither did any of his children.
这个人种的是什么，收的是什么？
And what we sow, we reap.
所以真的，我们亲近神，神亲近我们。但是我们离开神，有一天你发觉到，其实真的到最后你发觉到，离开神，人不能做什么。
So it's true, when we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. And if we leave Him, we really cannot do anything.
我们来看历代志上的六章第三节。
Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 3.
我们发觉到这节告诉我们，教养孩子就是经营神的产业。
And we see here that educating our children is receiving an inheritance from the Lord.
是 cultivate the property of God.
It's cultivating the property of God.
六章的第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
暗男的儿子是亚伦、摩西，还有女儿米利暗。我读到这里真的很感动，请读。
Verse 3, the children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam.
这个暗男跟耶基别，他们只有三个孩子。
And Amram only had three sons.
这三个孩子啊，在神国里面都有非常杰出的表现。
Sorry, three children, and these three children were all very great in the eyes of God.
亚伦他是大祭司。
Aaron was a high priest.
这个摩西是神人，在人面前代表神，在神面前代表人。
Moses was a man of God in front of God. He represented man in front of man. He represented God.
米利暗带领以色列的众妇女啊，唱诗赞美神，唱歌赞美神。
And Miriam led all the women in the Israelite women to praise the Lord.
所以如果我是米利暗，我是暗男，我一定以我的孩子为荣了。这里的孩子不是他们当医生当律师赚很多钱，这里的孩子是在神的国度啊，真的有非常杰出的贡献。
And so if I was Amram, I would be really proud of my children, not because they are lawyers or doctors, but because they did well in front of the Lord.
这个在生命册上，我想这个暗男，应该是被神大大祝福的，因为他一个人，带给以色列国这么多的好处。
And I believe that in the book of life, Amram was greatly blessed because he brought about great blessings to the Israelites.
我们觉得工人最大的遗憾就是，或者是一个任何人，最大的遗憾就是孩子没有教好啊。
The greatest regret of a person is that they are not able to raise their children.
我们看六章的二十八节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 28.
历代志上六章二十八节。
First Chronicles chapter 6, verse 28.
六章二十八节，撒母耳的长子是约珥，次子是亚比亚。
Verse 28, the sons of Samuel were Joel, the firstborn, and Abijah.
其实这两个孩子，带给撒母耳很多 embarrassment，带给撒母耳很多难过。
And so these two sons actually brought about a great embarrassment to Samuel.
我们来看我们把红线夹在这里，看撒母耳记上第八章。
Let's put a bookmark here and turn to 1 Samuel chapter.
第八章第二节读到第五节。
First Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记上八章二节到五节。
First Samuel chapter 8, verse 2 to 5.
八章二节到五节。
First Samuel chapter 8, verse 2 to 5.
这边谈到长子是叫约珥，次子叫亚比亚，他们在别示巴做事，是第三节。
Verse 3.
他儿子不行他的道，贪图财力，收受贿赂，虚妄正直，第四节。
Verse 4.
以色列的长老都聚集来到撒玛，见撒母耳，对他说，你年纪老迈了，你的儿子不行你的道。5. 现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们，像列国一样，请读第四节。
Verse 4, then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah.
第五节。
Verse 5, and said to him, look, you are old and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.
如果我是撒母耳，我一定觉得老脸没地方放。
If I was Samuel, I would feel very embarrassed.
让这个众人在我面前数落我的孩子的不是。
Because the people are saying bad things about my kids.
那的确，这些孩子啊，这个贪图财力，说说贿赂，屈枉正直，真的是不上进的一些神国的工人。
And indeed, these children, they went after dishonest gain, took bribes and perverted justice.
我在想，这一定是撒母耳这一辈子最大的痛。
And this must be the greatest disappointment in Samuel's life.
那我又想，为什么撒母耳这么好的一位先知？为什么孩子这样子呢？
And why Samuel, such a good prophet, would have these children.
小祭司的结论就是可能他太忙了。
And my conclusion is that he's probably too busy.
我们来看撒母耳记上的第七章的16到17节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16 and 17.
十五节说他平生做以色列的事，16节。他每年行到伯特利、吉甲、米斯巴，在这几处审判以色列人，17节。
17.
随后又回到拉玛，因为他的家在那里。也在那里审判以色列人，且为神筑了一座坛。请读16节17节。
Verse 16, he went from year to year on a circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. 17, but he always returned to Ramah, for his home was there. There he judged Israel, and there he built an altar to the Lord.
他每一年都要跑三个地方。
Every year he had to go to three places.
那古代没有飞机，这样跑不晓得走多少路。
In the ancient times, he didn't, there were no planes, so he had to walk.
那回到家还不能休息，回到家拉玛还要做事师，还要审判以色列百姓。
And when he returned home in Ramah, he still had to do things.
所以其实自己再好，孩子没有教到，也是没有办法把孩子教好。
So no matter how good we are, if we do not educate our children, then it is of no use.
所以当先生很忙的时候，这个太太可能要把教育的责任把它负起来。
So when husbands are very busy, the wives should take the responsibility of educating the children.
你看提摩太的爸爸应该不是信耶稣的。
Friends, if we look at Timothy, his father was probably not a Christian.
保罗说，你的信仰是从你的祖母跟你的妈妈过来的。
And Paul said that his faith was from his grandmother and his mother.
所以他从小明白圣经啊。
So from young, he understood the Bible.
所以有时候姐妹不上班也是一种福气啊。
And so, sometimes when the sisters do not work, this is also a blessing.
我们把我们的精力把它奉献给为主耶稣来经营我们下一代，经营产业。
And we put our energy into cultivating the inheritance for our next generation.
真的，教育孩子就是经营神的产业啦。
And raising our children is indeed cultivating the inheritance of the Lord.
真的没有一个说没有一个父母亲不关心爱孩子的。
And truly, there is not one parent that does not care for their own children.
但是有时候真的没办法，他们已经走上不好的道路了。
But sometimes, they already go on the wrong path.
但是还是有希望。如果孩子没办法教，来不及教了我们要转跑道教孙子。
But there is still hope. If we cannot educate our children, we need to educate our grandchildren.
来，我们看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的第六啊第。第六章
Chapter 6
33节
Verse 33.
撒母耳记上六章33节
First Samuel chapter 6.
对不起历代志上对不起历代志上六章33节
First Chronicles chapter 6 verse 30.
历代志上六章33节
First Chronicles chapter 6 verse 33.
供职的人和他们的子孙记载下面歌辖子孙中有歌唱的希曼希曼是约珥的儿子约珥是撒母耳的儿子
Verse 33, and these are the sons who ministered with their sons. Of the sons of the Kohathites were Heman the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel.
哇，还好，撒母耳出了一个好孙子。
And thank God Samuel had a good grandchild.
如果你去 Google, 你去 search 一下希曼，其实他是在他后来当王的先见，是奉神的名当先见的，而且呢，他在音乐侍奉上面是非常重要的一个音乐侍奉的一个人。
And if you search up Heman online, you will see that he was an overseer for the king, and he was also talented in singing.
所以我相信撒母耳因为这个孙子啊，他心中应该得到很大的安慰啊。
So I believe that Samuel was greatly comforted by his grandson.
我们看这个家谱，我们会觉得人呐可以生孩子，但是你会知道孩子未来的命运真的不在人的手中呢，是在神的手中。
So from the genealogy, we see that as men, we can have many kids, but their future is dependent on the hands of God.
你没有办法掌握，你可以生他，没有办法掌握他们的生命啊。
You are not able to grasp hold of their lives.
真的常常只能够替他们祷告。
And really, we can only pray for them.
我们来看撒母耳历代志上的第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 7.
第七章的二十一节，二十到二十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 21 to 24.
历代志上七章二十一节到二十四节。
First Chronicles chapter 7 verse 21 to 24.
这个在记载这个以法莲的子孙呢。
He records the descendants of Ephraim.
七章的二十一节到二十四节。
Chapter 7 verse 21 to 24.
他那的儿子是撒拔，撒拔的儿子是舒提拉，以法莲又生以谢以拉， 这两人因为下去夺取加勒人的牲畜，被本地的加勒特人杀了。22节。他们的父亲以法莲为他们悲哀了多日，他的弟兄都来安慰他。23节。以法莲同妻与妻同房，他妻就怀孕生了一个儿子。以法莲因为家里遭祸，就给儿子起名叫亚利比。24节。他女儿名叫瑟伊拉，就是建筑上伯伦下伯伦以诬陷瑟伊拉的。请读
Verse 21. Zebad his son, Shethullah his son, and Ezer and Eliad, the men of Gath who were born in that land, killed them because they came down to take away their cattle. 22. Then Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. 23. And when he went into his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because tragedy had came upon his house. 24. Now his daughter was Shira, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon and Uzen Shira.
这个以法莲怎么想得到？怎么两个儿子一出去打仗，一下都不回来呢？
And Ephraim could not think that his two sons, after going out to battle, would not return.
同时失去两个孩子啊。
He simultaneously lost two children.
一个人哦，如果失掉一个儿子哦，心不晓多痛啊。更何况一下失去两个孩子。
If a man lost one child, he would already be very painful.
他的兄弟来安慰他，他还是悲哀多日，好像不受安慰的样子。
And when his brethren came to comfort him, he still mourned many days.
后来他又生了一个儿子，起名叫比利亚。
And then he had another son named Beriah.
什么叫比利亚？什么意思呢
？What does Beriah mean?
Companion 啊，这个如果从前的我们看的，应该就是哈，我们家。这个孩子被杀不是杀一个是杀两个，这个从我们的话来讲就是祸不单行啊，我们家就是哈、哦、祸不单行啊，怎么死一个都还不够，还要死两个，两个一起死啊。
And so it means that there are many tragedies in their family. He lost both sons.
Yeah, tragedy become companion 就是一起来的啦。
Tragedy became companion.
所以你从那个取儿子的名字就知道他的心有多痛啊，甚至生了一个新的儿子呢。这个失去两个儿子这个痛他都还没有办法忘记啊。
And so we see the pain that he had when he lost his two sons. Even after his new son was born, he still had this pain within him.
如果我们孩子是儿子齁、哦、是烂儿子齁、哦、死了就算了真的。
If our son was an evil son, then it would be okay if he died.
但是如果我们儿子像约瑟齁、哦、你如果像约瑟这样的孩子这么乖齁、哦、那你又想到说你心中一直有个观念就是哎呀我这个儿子被野兽吃掉了。
But if our son was as good as Joseph, then we will constantly have the thought that he is eaten by a wild beast.
那个心不晓得多痛，你知道吗
？And he must have a lot of pain.
那所以圣经上讲雅各心里冰凉啊，那个冰凉不晓得多久啊。
And so the Bible records that Jacob's heart was very cold.
真的有时候很难受安慰。
And it was really hard to be comforted.
那我跟大家讲过一个故事，这不是故事，事实的，是就是事实。
I once told a true story.
这是那个姐妹亲自跟我讲的。
And this is something that a sister told me.
她有五个孩子。
She has five children.
老二最优秀。
And the second one was the most talented.
她老公是早期的传道。
And his son was an early pastor.
在她大概四十多岁的时候过世。
When he was 40 years old, he passed away.
在这个老公大概四十多岁的时候，在工作上过世。
And when the husband was 40 years old, while he was working, he passed away.
这个老二啊。又高又帅 又读一个免费的、啊、学校当老师、啊、
And the second son, he was tall and handsome, and he was a teacher.
啊，会念书啊，很会念书。
And he was really good at studying.
啊，念书不用学费。
And he did not need to pay for his tuition.
刚毕业要赚钱的时候。
And right when he was graduating and about to earn money,
神把他接走了。
The Lord called him back.
啊，我在想哦，这个。这个家里本来没有先生赚钱，还有其他四个孩子。神怎么？有时候我们真的不了解神是什么意思啊！真的。
And I was thinking, her husband passed away, and there were four other children, but we do not understand the will of God.
有时候我们真的不晓得神的旨意是什么，有时候事后才会知道。
Sometimes we really do not understand the will of God until later on.
你看犹大啊，雅各的老师犹大，儿子是恶的，长子次子都是恶的，神因为他们的恶、啊、就让他们死。
And we see that
Judah
had two sons, and they were both evil.
Yeah,
and they died.
神就让他们死。
And the Lord allowed them to die.
可是我们也不能说那神让儿子死的都是恶，不是这样子的。
But we cannot also say that the Lord allows all evil men to die.
因为耶罗波安有个儿子啊， 那个神说，因为他人太好了，所以让他死。
And Jeroboam had a son, and the Lord said that he was very good, and the Lord allowed him to die.
因为神说，凡属耶罗波安的孩子啊，那个以后死的呢，死在城市的要被狗吃掉，死在田野的要被鸟吃掉啊。
And the Lord said that whoever was the descendant of Jeroboam, they would be their corpse would be eaten.
因为只有这个儿子是好的，所以当他死的时候，有人纪念他了。
And only because his son was good, the Lord allowed him to die so that people could remember him.
所以真的外人都不知道这个孩子为什么这么早死，你怎么猜也猜不出来神到底什么意思啊。
And so no one can understand or guess why this young man died so early.
做父母亲的只能痛啊，我怎么知道，我只能痛啊。
And as parents, we can only receive this pain.
所以我跟那个姐妹也不受安慰啊。
And so I saw this sister, she was not comforted.
她自己跟我讲啊。
And she told me.
后来天使跟他显现，跟他说
，An angel appeared to her and told her.
你再不受安慰哦，再调走一个儿子。
If you are not comforted, then I will take away another son.
然后他吓死了。
And so she was very terrified.
他说你受安慰以后的福气让你不白料了，就是拿不完。
And the angel told her that if she's comforted, then she will continue to receive.
所以我们知道这个孩子的以后的未来命运，真的我们能够生他的身体。你真的没有办法掌握了，神要怎么样带他，我们真的都不知道。
And so we see that we cannot determine the future of our children. We can only give birth to them because their future is in the Lord's hand.
但是有一件事是实在的。
But one thing is true.
我们要把我们的痛苦、我们的想要，我们要常常带到神面前。
We need to tell our pain and what we want in front of the Lord.
你看哦，这个大卫啊，跟拔示巴生了一个，在最终生了一个儿子。
And we see David and Bathsheba, they had a son.
这个因为是最终生的，大要死了，大卫禁食七天七夜，不吃不喝，躺在地上。
They had a son through committing sin, and so David he fasted for 7 days, and he was weeping and did not eat.
想说神也许怜悯这个孩子。
And he thought that the Lord might have mercy on this child.
结果神还是把他带走啊。
The Lord still took him away.
但是因为他的祷告，神后来是给他一个最好的孩子，就是所罗门王。
But because of his prayer, the Lord granted him the best son, and that is King Solomon.
耶伯常常为十个孩子祷告。
Job constantly prayed for his 10 children.
神还是把他们拿走了。
But the Lord still took them away.
但至少因为他的祷告，我想后来神也是给耶伯十个孩子。
But I believe that because of his prayer, the Lord give him 10 children again.
以法莲他没有办法了解为什么神 一次把他两个孩子拿走了。
And Ephraim could not understand why the Lord simultaneously took his 2 sons away.
但至少神后来也赐给他一个孩子啊。
But at least the Lord still gave him another son.
啊，也给他的女儿啊，非常的一个成就。圣经上特别记载他女儿的成就。
And gave his daughter a great accomplishment, especially recorded here.
啊，特别记载他建筑上伯伦、下伯伦跟乌县色拉伊啊。瑟伊拉
She built Lauren, Upper Beth Horon, and Uzen Shira.
我在想这个也是以法莲这辈子没有想到的。
And I believe that this is something that Ephraim would have never thought of.
我们有位弟兄他有两个孩子。
We have a brother and he has 2 children.
跟一般的台湾人家庭一样都早期都比较重男轻女啦。
Like a traditional Taiwanese family, they favor the son more.
然后他就讲了一句话我觉得蛮好的。他说我们家齁就是齁猪不会回，就回到狗啊。
He said a phrase that the pigs do not return, but the dogs do.
Pigs is not getting fat, but the dog is getting fat.
The pigs don't get fat, but the dogs.
什么意思呢？这个乡下人哦，猪肥比较好啊，因为猪肥可以卖很多钱。狗哦，要看家，最好不要肥，要常常跑来跑去啊，要看家哎。所以最好肥猪不要肥狗，但是他们家是肥了狗不肥猪啊。
In the rural areas, it's better for the pig to be fat, but the dog to be not so fat. But in his house, the dog was fat and the pig was not.
其实他在开玩笑，是指的他两个孩子。
And he was joking. He was talking about his
这个男孩子应该就是要很会读书，很厉害的。偏偏他很普通啊，女孩子以后叫好老公就好了啊，偏偏就是那么厉害，奇怪。
And the boy is supposed to be better at studying, and the daughter she can just marry a good husband, but it was the reverse.
所以真的有时候我们真的不知道这个孩子未来要怎么发展，你怎么想都想不到的。
And so sometimes we really don't know what the future of our children is.
他们的未来，他们的命运，他们以后的一个情形，真的在神的手中，不在我们的手中。
And their future and their life is indeed in the hands of God, not in our hands.
我想做父母亲的，唯一能够做的就是，真的要鼓励他们哦， 多做圣工。
And as parents, we need to encourage our children to serve the Lord.
我们看历代志上第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter
9. 历代志上第九章在记载利未人的后裔。
Here records the descendants of Levi.
那这个有一句蛮有，我们现在读两节，再来读一节，蛮有趣的。我们先来读历代志上第九章的十九节、二十节。
Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 19 to 20.
历代志上十九章第九章十九节、二十节。
First Chronicles chapter 9 verse 19.
这个都在记载他们做圣工了哈。
It records them doing holy work.
可拉的曾孙以比亚撒的孙子可利的儿子沙龙和他的族弟兄可拉人，都管理使用之工并守会幕的门。他们的祖宗曾管理神的营盘，又把守营门。我们来跳过来看跳过来看二十六节。
Let's jump to verse 26.
这里有一句话，我觉得蛮有趣的，在中文二十六节他说：“这四个门领都是利未人，各有紧要的职任，看守神殿的仓库。”二十六节，请读。
Verse 26. For in this trusted office were four chief gatekeepers. They were Levites, and they had charge over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God.
这个是守仓库的。
They were had charge over the chambers.
但是要讲他们是紧要的职分啊。
Here it says that they were trusted office.
所以做圣工，无论你做什么圣工我看都是紧要的职分，连那个看仓库的都是紧要的职分啊，紧要的事情啊。
So no matter what holy work we do, it is a trusted office and it is chief.
所以真的，我们教养我们的孩子就是经营神的产业啊。
So when we educate our children, we need to.Teach them to inherit the inheritance from the Lord.
真的，我们一般大家都想说，孩子有成就就是很会念书啦，将来读好学校，将来找一个很好的工作。
And oftentimes we think that our children will be successful if they can get a good job and go to a good school.
可是如果你看这个几年了，你就会知道神没有把那些在社会上很有成就的，好像把他讲了很多，主要是他们在神国里面做了什么。
But if we look at the genealogy, it is recorded.Their success isn't about the world, but about what they do in the house of God.
因为在神面前是极其重要的，最有价值的。
Because what we do in front of the Lord is the most valuable and most important.
因为我们在世上所做的一切都要过去，我们奉主耶稣的名所做的一切都不会过去。
Because everything we do in this world will pass away, but everything we do in the name of the Lord Jesus will not never pass away.
所以我在想，如果有一天你发现到你的孩子很喜欢服侍神，在神国里面真的成为一个非常重要的工人。
And so one day, if our children become a very important worker in the Lord and who truly likes to serve in the house of God,
我在想，你的心没有比这个更满足的。
Then your heart will not find any greater satisfaction.
我们今天从家谱看人生。
So today we learned from the genealogy, the perspective of life.
我们神给我们的祝福，我们要持守，或者会归给其他的人。
And we need to grasp hold of the blessings that the Lord has given us, or else it will be given to someone else.
我们亲近神，神会亲近我们。我们离开神，不能做什么。
When we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. If we forsake Him, we cannot do anything.
我们教养孩子就是经营神的产业。
And when we educate our children, it is cultivating the inheritance from the Lord.
我们孩子怎么带导？真的，我们没有办法掌握他的未来跟他的命运呢。
And we can only intercede for our children. We cannot grasp hold and determine their future.
但是我们要常常鼓励他们来做圣工。
But we need to constantly encourage them to do holy work.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.